Hello and welcome to the Cardinal News of Virginia, a podcast from Cardinal News. We're a nonprofit independent newsroom serving Southwest and Southside Virginia at cardinalnews.org. I'm Lisa Rowan. The Cardinal podcast is sponsored by West Piedmont Regional Adult Education, helping to build skills and earn credentials for sustainable employment and self-sufficiency. Contact WPRAE.com. We are back this week with Emma Malinak, who covers the Lynchburg area for Cardinal. Lynchburg is getting a new minor league soccer team. The addition means the Hill City will have the state's highest level of soccer competition south of Richmond. Emma, welcome back, and tell us about Hill City FC and the club's founder.
Hi, Lisa. Thank you so much for having me. So, Lynchburg is getting a new soccer team this spring. And it's a minor league team in the USL2 league. And I know for non-soccer fans, that probably doesn't mean much of anything. But essentially what it boils down to is that this is a league that has a lot of Division I college soccer players, and then a lot of former pros as well. So oftentimes for professional soccer athletes, if there's been an injury and you need a season to recover, or if you're looking toward retirement but maybe want to see if you have one more season in you, this USL2 league is a really great place to have that lower level of competition but still be challenged and be in a competitive environment. So this is a league that has the rising stars coming out of college and some former pros as well. So it makes for a really exciting game. And it's a big deal to be bringing to the Lynchburg area because it will be the only USL2 team south of Richmond, like you said. So in Virginia, we have a lot of professional soccer. It's just concentrated in Northern Virginia and the Virginia Beach areas. And so this is the first time that we're seeing that higher level of minor league soccer come to the central and southwest and southside regions. The closest team to us will be in Charlottesville. So there will be some competition right next door, but we're really thankful to have this new team in Lynchburg.
I know you spent some time with the founder of the team. I would love to know a little bit more about him and what inspired him to launch a team in Lynchburg. It doesn't sound like it's an easy feat, right? To like create a sports team.
Right. Definitely not an easy feat, and something I'm really glad I got to learn about to look behind the scenes, because it very much is a business proposition that takes a lot of work behind the scenes. But yes, this club is co-founded by Anthony Catalano, and he grew up in Lynchburg and learned to love soccer in Lynchburg. He grew up playing for the neighborhood league here and playing for the local high school here. But he didn't have the level of competition that he was looking for. And so in high school, he ended up training in Roanoke, and that launched him into a professional soccer career. So he went on to play Division I soccer at Elon University, and then went on to play for professional teams nearby. The Richmond Kickers and the Charleston Battery were the teams that he played for. So he ended up having an amazing soccer career that got started here in Lynchburg. And so his goal in bringing this team back home is to build up that soccer community that introduced him to the sport in the first place and give back to all of those mentors and coaches that have been with him from the very beginning. But his goal is also to hopefully strengthen the competition here in Lynchburg so that the next Anthony Catalano doesn't have to go next door to Roanoke to get that higher level of competition.
Yeah. You know, what does it mean with this being the second soccer team to launch in Lynchburg? The other is Lynchburg FC, which was founded only in 2020, so also pretty new. What does this mean for not just competition? And I don't think the teams will compete against each other, but you can correct me on that. And then like building the sports popularity in the city, like what are the, how does that work? How do you do that?
Yeah, that's a question that I was also curious about, that I asked a lot about. You're correct. These two Lynchburg teams will not compete against each other. They're in different leagues within the minor league world. So they're not going to be in competition directly with each other. But what they do is they kind of paint a picture of what a pathway in soccer could look like. So there definitely is a world in which, you know, a young, maybe high school athlete could play on, you know, one of the leagues, maybe before they go to college or while they're in college, and then hope to jump to the other league after college or once they have a little bit of time in a professional league. So it does create this ladder, this very clear step and progression from one to the next. And the goal from the people I spoke with for this story, the goal is, you know, the rising tide lifts all boats kind of phenomenon, where when you're looking at a market like this, the more demand you can create, the better for everyone. So if you have a higher level of soccer competition, the assumption is that you're going to get more fans who become invested in the sport in one way or another. More fans means more community engagement and more community involvement and more, you know, five-year-olds sitting around the kitchen table saying, I want to be a soccer player when I grow up. And the more that you can create that atmosphere, the more that you demand, you know, you drive demand for training, for camps, for, you know, better coaches in these smaller community leagues. And it all kind of feeds back into that circle. So at the end of the day, the goal is that you're adding just kind of another rung on the ladder to show that a path is possible in the sport, and also just to create excitement and make it a part of the community in a way that folks have definitely pieced together before, but this just adds one more piece to that.
Yeah, you know, soccer is something that, you know, it's gaining popularity in the U.S., and we'll talk about that in a minute, but it's one of those sports that is so common for little kids to play, right? Like either you're a t-ball kid or a soccer kid when you're little. I was a t-ball kid. But if soccer is part of the core culture of a city, right? It becomes part of your day-to-day. You might get to know the players that are on the field. You might be able to see yourself as an athlete in a way you didn't see before. And that could happen for the little kids and, you know, the middle school, high school kids too, to be able to see what their athletic life could look like in a lot of different ways, and probably brings economic impacts as well. And are we talking jobs? Are we talking internships? What are we talking about for in terms of economic impact here?
Yeah, a little bit of everything there. So when we're thinking about the numbers of economic impact, I did chat with Lynchburg's tourism office because I was curious, you know, when you have a new team, what does that mean for bringing folks to Lynchburg who otherwise wouldn't be in Lynchburg? So recently, Lynchburg has had some really successful sports tourism numbers. In the 2024 fiscal year, they brought in $9.4 million in revenue, whether that's looking at lodging or attractions or food or retail, all of that associated with sports tourism. So it's an exciting thing to see. That was 2024. And in 2025, that bumped up to $15.8 million. So it's definitely momentum that Lynchburg is trying to preserve. And, you know, a new team is a great way to keep building that momentum, because a new team can mean, you know, maybe we're hosting more competitions, maybe we're hosting competitions at a higher level. And soccer fans may drop everything to come and see their team play here. And so it's exciting to know that people may experience Lynchburg for the first time because they're coming here to see a soccer game. So there is that side of the economic impact. But yeah, there's also a really neat opportunity to offer internships for local college students who want to try out this world of sports management and sports marketing. The front office of the team is going to be working year round. You know, the team is only in season for a few months out of the year, but that front office works all year round to shape marketing and drive ticket sales and engage with the community and build that community presence that we were talking about earlier. So those are all opportunities that college students here can get involved with and kind of dip their toe into that sports management world that may not be super accessible otherwise. So it's really cool to have that opportunity just to see if that is a possible career path for you. It's neat to track those impacts outside of the game itself.
Yeah, that sounds really fun. So I know a lot of people are excited about the Men's World Cup taking place this summer. It's going to be across the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. Shout out to anyone else out there who sat in a waiting room for hours to be in a ticket lotto, like me. Does Lynchburg seem to have like World Cup fever that they're thinking might like help boost soccer's presence in the city along with this like national interest?
Yeah, it was really interesting conducting interviews for this story. The World Cup came up, I think, in every interview without me ever having to prompt it. So it's definitely something that's on people's minds. And I think the reason for that is, you know, we haven't had a Men's World Cup here in more than 30 years. I think the last one was 1994. So This has been a long time coming to see this level of competition right here at home. And so when you wait for something for 30 years, of course, you're going to be excited for it. I think there definitely is a spirit of wanting to use that excitement to push more people toward Hill City FC. I think, you know, when you're looking, again, you know, this is a business like any other. You're looking at marketing, you're looking at sales, you're looking at how to get people excited. And so this is a great just kind of trail of momentum to attach onto. If people are already enjoying the World Cup games, it makes it that much easier to say, hey, you should come next door and see our own game.
Or if you want to play soccer like those guys you're seeing on TV, you can come to our training camp or get involved with your local league and someday you might see yourself on this field.
Exactly. Yes. It's all about being able to picture yourself at that next step.
That's awesome. Emma, I want to know how much did you know about soccer before you started reporting on this story? Because your article was very easy to read for someone who doesn't know a ton about soccer. Like they're right in it and they're understanding like the enthusiasm around soccer. But how much did you know about the sport before you reported the story?
I am so glad to hear that it was an easy read because I knew zero things about soccer going into this story. I had a college roommate who was very into soccer. So maybe I had a little bit just from like osmosis of having games on in the background in college. But I knew zero things about this sport. And so that's why I love this job, is it allows me to learn about things that I would otherwise never have learned about. And so this was a fun deep dive for me to really immerse myself in a world that is very complicated and has a lot of moving parts and a lot of stakeholders. I was not anticipating that going into it. I think when I pitched this story to our team and to our editors, I pitched it as a very straightforward, you know, profile. Let's take a look at the new team, preview what the season is going to look like. Very straightforward. And once I did my first interview or two, I realized that so many people in the Lynchburg community are invested in this in one way or another, whether it's the president of the youth soccer league or, you know, the person who's coached in the past but is now watching from the sidelines. Everyone has a reason to be invested in this new team. And so the story evolved to capture all of those perspectives, and it turned into a story about the soccer world and not necessarily, you know, one team. And I think that was a really exciting journey to be a part of because I just I went in with knowing nothing, and so I allowed my curiosity kind of to blow out of proportion here. But hopefully what I ended up with at the end is a story that's easy to read for people who know nothing about soccer, which that was my goal at the end of it all, was to boil everything back down to that level of understanding.
I understand after all of this and after everything you've learned about soccer, we might see you on the sidelines or in the stands at some soccer games in Lynchburg.
Oh, you have no idea, Lisa. I am already ready to go. I've been holding this prop waiting for you to ask this question. But yes, I have my scarf ready to go. The season starts in the spring, so there are still a few months left as the team kind of fills out its roster and sells those tickets and, you know, continues to make those community connections. But yes, I am really excited to be at some home games now that I actually understand how soccer works and what I would be looking at.
I will say, in terms of transparency, I know for a fact that Emma bought that Hill City scarf with her own money. And if Lynchburg FC has merch, I'm sure she will also buy a scarf from y'all so she can play for both teams and just, like, you know, switch them back and forth depending on what game is happening on what day. They don't compete against each other. That's the great thing. You can be a fan of both.
I can be a fan of both. Exactly. And hey, you know what? There are other teams in Lynchburg. We've got a minor league baseball team, Hillcats. I'm happy to get some merch for them too. I am fully immersed in the world of Hill City Stadium now. I'm very excited for the seasons to start.
I love it. Well, Emma, thanks for being here with us today. How can people reach you if they want to talk sports with you?
Oh boy. I don't know if I'm the best person to talk sports with, but I am always happy to take ideas and story pitches. That's how this story found me in the first place. The co-founder's name is Anthony Catalano, and his father, Charles Catalano, actually reached out to me and said, you know, we have this really exciting team coming to Lynchburg. We would love for you to check it out. So this story is a story that came just from one person emailing me. So that is something I hope our readers understand, is that sometimes it's just that easy to get in touch with us and to let those stories evolve. But yes, if you want to reach me, getting back to your question, Lisa, the best way is via email. My email is emma@cardinalnews.org.
Easy peasy. Well, Emma, thanks so much for being with us today. And thank you all for listening to the Cardinal News of Virginia. Thanks to our sponsor, West Piedmont Regional Adult Education, to Sean Eddy of Eddy Alexander for production support, and to Cardinal News' own Zach Shelton. Read all of our paywall-free local news coverage at cardinalnews.org. I'm Lisa Rowan. Take care now.